An explosion on the outskirts of Kiev sends a ripple of fear through Ukraine's capital.
The situation is pretty difficult. At night, we hear constant shooting and explosions. We can occasionally hear explosions, right, like the one you hear now.
The streets are empty. People have been told to stay indoors.
So we were urged by the authorities to stay at home in order for them to see who is on the streets and perhaps to locate and distract the diversions groups. So today the streets of Kyiv are empty, the shops are closed. The shelling of Kyiv continues, actually. You see the...
Alexei stops filming as his daughter calls to ask him to go to a bomb shelter. Further east, there's been heavy fighting in the second city of Kharkiv.
I could hear the gunfires, the shellings again, and different sort of sounds of street fights on the street. People were hiding inside. This night, many families with kids will have to go down to the shelters, will have to go again to the underground and spend the night there.
The sounds of play and laughter would usually fill this nursery. Now, an unexploded Grad rocket juts from the playground. And a child, too scared to say where she is in Ukraine, had this message.
I constantly hear sirens everywhere, and there's a male voice telling, like, to go to a shelter, hide somewhere, because there can be a bomb possibly dropping. It's really scary.
A new reality on the ground, and no one knows how many more sleepless nights they'll have to endure. Laura Burden-Manley, Al Jazeera.